You made the final plan when it sent Colonel down the floor, on the ground, had a button that could just blow you up.
Well, I just wonder, I just wonder why it costs that much, that's all I know. What the hell does that thing got, anyway?
Technology, man.
Or like a monkey fur dashboard or something, you know? What do they got? It's got like luxury features or something? What's the big deal?
So it's a bomber, it carries bombs?
Does it got anti-lock brakes? What?
It's a bomber, it carries bombs.
That's right.
It looks so tiny and teeny, I mean, it doesn't seem much use.
The self-bomber?
Yeah.
How many bombs do you carry?
Well, a couple of good
One M80. What do they need hydrogen bombs on it for? You can just missile those over.
No, you can't.
Missiles you can see coming. Hydrogen bombs, you could go right under the radar, they never see them coming. It's more direct, it's just getting,
for the price of that one stealth bomber, you can shoot 100 hydrogen missiles right at them, and they're not going to get all of them those down. Sure, maybe they'll know they're coming 10 minutes ahead of time, but what difference does that make?
Yeah, they'll shoot them back at us.
They'll shoot them back at us. That's why the attack would be much more, you just said it yourself. If they have that time to shoot back at us before they know it, theoretically, stealth bombers could evade radar, blow the shit out of Russia, so they wouldn't even be able to shoot their damn nuclear missiles. They just have the shit blown out of them, they wouldn't even never seen it coming.
So
that's probably why Russia doesn't like the idea of a stealth bomber, radar evading, you know, low flying, what's that, cruise missiles that can go underneath radar and stuff.
You have those?
Mm-hmm. They can be dropped from airplanes and fly under radar.
So do you think we could annihilate Russia right now? Let's say we have SDI in place.
Oh,
and we have our stealth bombers and our radar, all this bullshit.
What? If we have what in place?
If we have Star Wars.
Oh, jeez.
And we have the stealth bomber and all this stuff.
No way we're going to lose a war. Let's start one.
No way can we lose a nuclear war. If they shoot missiles at us, we shoot them down. If we blow them up, they won't even know it. We could take out at least two-thirds of their whole fucking country before they even knew what was going on. And what they did have luck to shoot at us, we'd shoot it out of the sky. And we'd fire all our regular missiles at them and just blow the fuck out of them. And then we'd die from radiation poisoning. But hey, at least we'd win.
And nobody would call us a bunch of pansies anymore.
Hey, who, America just blew up Russia?
Yeah, really?
Well, talk in just a minute.
It's for me?
Hello?
Oh,
yes it is.
So then. Hey.
Communist infiltrators trying to get into my private thoughts. Like, they must have had a lapse in the recording. They asked me what I was doing from exactly 3:37 to 3:41 this afternoon. Like, ha, like, I'm gonna tell them.
What?
You just lost, Eric.
Who was I?
It was no big mushroom deal.
Mushrooms?
This is really rather tasteless, gross macaroni and cheese.
Where are you going, Mike?
Where'd Mike go?
Hey, Mike! Hey, Mike!
Thank you.
How much are you talking to stupid thing?
It's about almost more than half over. So what's Mike, what are you doing today, Mike?
Wait, put on this light here.
What? What are you doing today?
I'm gonna go to the library.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to the library, Mike?
What?
When are you going to the library, Mike?
Right now.
Bullshit. Bullshit, Mike.
What do you have to study at the library, Mike?
What do you have to study?
Oh, just a bunch of stuff.
Okay.